You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody? It's Stick and Ring Podcast, episode number 43. We're going to do a little DraftKings ad read now. Thank you very much. Come once, come twice. DraftKings, promo code THPN at sign up, everybody, gets you a pretty sick deal. Ask me what it is. I fucking dare you. Pretty sick deal with DraftKings. You get a free entry with your first $5 deposit using our promo code, using our I don't want to say gang signs, but like our internet gang signs up in the promo code box. Maybe throw Tom Wilson in your team. Just a thought. Might get you a goal. If they count PIMs in your league, if you somehow find a DraftKings league that I don't know about where they count PIMs, you're winning. Anyways, DraftKings, the hub, the home of daily fantasy with sports all across the globe. Probably the creators of it, honestly. In my mind, that's how I view them because that's what they represent for me. They've been a huge sponsor for us, a huge partner, huge awesome friend, I would say, for a long time. So please help us out. Use our promo code at sign up. There's tons of sports, basketball, baseball, hockey, hacky, hockey, football, NASCAR, I think, too. There's some sick shit out there. So check it out. Stick and Ring Podcast coming at you live with a promo code THPNDraftKings.com.
Eligibility restrictions. NASCAR on there?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that. But I think so.
That'd be sick, dude.
I fucking think there is. I remember Josh was asking me if there's F1 on there, and I was like, fuck, no, there's not. There is NASCAR. I can confirm there is NASCAR. And I already looking at it, it says there's one contest that says trucks. I don't know what that means. I'm not a NASCAR guy.
Oh.
But a contest involving there is trucks.
Like yeah. NASCAR trucks.
Yeah.
Do they go around in an oval and turn left?
Yes.
No. I think it's actually like they're on an actual track.
Are we talking about like Gravedigger? Like monster trucks?
No. Like
pickups. Actual trucks.
Dude, can you imagine like Gravedigger going around the Daytona 500 lap? No. All the black diesel coming out the back.
How long? Dude, that sick. Forever?
Yeah, forever. I'll choke those green diesel with that.
Do you guys think betting on NASCAR is just like betting on a very, very long dog race?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's like, you know, when you're at a sports game and they do that thing on the Jumbotron where it's like, figure out which like boat's going to finish first.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a crapshoot just like that is.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Okay, guys, we're jumping right into this. We are getting energized in this podcast. It's late. It's Wednesday night, not even Tuesday night. We didn't tell you guys when we were coming, but for the podcast listeners, we're doing this a day late, dude. We're right up against the deadline. We perform best under pressure. Tom Wilson is the GOAT. Am I wrong? I don't know. Josh, what do you think? What's your take on this whole Tom Wilson situation here? Give me everything. Give me the preamble. Give me the preamble when he first commits the horrendous, heinous crime that he did.
Okay. I don't like the hit. I don't like what he did. I thought Panarin was stupid to jump on his back. That was issue number one on New York's part. I feel like he kind of hurt himself. But Tom Wilson is a dirty fucking player. And the one thing I do not like about it is that this guy is actually effective. Yet he's one of the guys in the league, when he gets mad, his wires fucking cross, and you can't do anything to stop this guy. And he has been disciplined so fucking much, and yet, after all of this, he gets a $5,000 fine? A $5,000 fucking fine? Are you kidding me? That's a joke. That is actually a joke. From George Parros, a guy who has actually played in the league and knows. I don't understand it. Now, I'm not saying that Panarin didn't kind of deserve like what he got, because I think there's a role that he played in all that as well, for sure. But
so, okay. That's my take. Sorry, we have comments flowing in left and right now. It says, Josh, you're soft as baby shit. Josh, get on the ice, you wacko, stuff like that. Not from me though. I wouldn't say that. But Josh, so like I'm thinking about this. Okay, so are your thoughts, you're not talking about the Buchnevich stuff. You're not talking about the little little push on the back of the neck kind of stuff for, down for there
people,
on the ice.
For people that, dude, that's the fucking thing. People are like, he hit Buchnevich in the back of the fucking head. No, he didn't, dude. He hit him in the fucking shoulder blade. Everyone needs to calm down. And the fact that people are saying that Tom Wilson, even like after he finished punching him in the shoulder blade, he was choking him with the stick. Bull fucking shit. There's a zoomed in angle. He is not choking him with his fucking hockey stick. He is not. This isn't UFC. Tom Wilson's dumb, but he's not that stupid.
He's not choking, but
and he's also not that smart too.
Can't you agree that the hit's also a bit of a dirty hit, though?
It's
It's not. It's not clean, but like
it's a cheap shot.
Yeah, a little bit. But what's the difference from that from someone being standing up and like kind of giving a little bit of a jab to the back of the head?
Yeah, no. I
mean, at the end of the day, it's still a cheap shot. You know what I mean? Like, you see stuff like this all the time with players trying to get up off the ice. And it's like, sure, they might throw like a very obvious hit to the back of the head or wherever this was. But it's like, this was very clearly him going in to try and cause some kind of injury from what it looked like.
I think the issue that people are having, at least in terms of like the whole Buchnevich thing, we can get to Panarin in a second here. But the issue that people are having, Raph, is that Buchnevich was basically like turtled on the ground and Tom Wilson proceeded to punch him in the head. Now, obviously, if his head goes in a certain way, or even if his visor doesn't necessarily catch the ice, you could easily smoke your face on the ice, which is not which is not okay.
It's not bueno.
Yeah. So I don't like that. I mean, I didn't like it. That wasn't really the issue for me. What I didn't like was the body slam.
Okay.
Now, what I will say is it's not Tom Wilson's fault that Panarin went in there with no fucking helmet on and proceeded to jump on a guy who's 6'4", 240 and jump on his back. Tom Wilson's fault. Tom Wilson at that point is also defending himself, because if Panarin gets him down on the ice and Tom Wilson maybe hits his head, then Panarin is just at fault as Tom Wilson is. Now, obviously, it didn't happen because Panarin is just like a skinny little Russian dude. But it's not his fault that Panarin basically kind of hit his head, or at least like his neck kind of snapped when it hit the ice. That's not Tom Wilson's fault that Panarin went in there unprotected.
Yeah, and this is our buddy from In the Dome Pod. I believe it's Jordan who's running the account. It might be the other guy. I forget his name, but shout out to them. Says I'm a Wilson fan, but this was fucking brutal. And, you know, I kind of side like a little bit with the in the dome thought as well as Josh, but not to the extreme. Like, I agree, it was dirty. It was okay. The Buchnevich thing like was classified as dirty. Yes, we got to get some words out there that are just like, you are completely like, you're in a field of dreams right now. If you think that was like heinous, if you think it was like criminal, if you think like if you're blowing this past the point of hockey, you're fucked in the head. That's just like, that's a given. But like, when I look at the Panarin thing too, okay, it all looks bad. It's all not great. A hockey scrum doesn't usually start or end with the best intentions. I'm going to say that during the entire scrum, like no one's out there trying to make sure they keep each other safe. Usually, at least in those heated scrums like that. Now, the part that I have issue with is that just like the entire hockey fan base, like what it is, the way that we react to things like this. Like, I'm not out here thinking I'm going to change the fan base. That's never going to happen. I'm just a guy who thinks a bit differently. But why does it get to the point of this whole entire, like, the internet blows up, our entire brains blow up, we completely obsess over this idea that because Tom Wilson wasn't suspended, it needs to be this, like, huge news story, or it escalates into this, like, this is bullshit, someone needs to get fired, all this stuff. Well, like, I don't see that, you know? Like, in my books, yes, maybe that was a 2-game suspension at best. Okay, it didn't happen. Like, that's not, we don't need to fucking, it's not anarchy because of that. Like you saw today, I personally believe that the game polices itself, and that, you know, the code is there for a reason. And it's for times like this. I believe in the Department of Player Safety. I think it should be there. And I think it should handle things. It should have handled this one a little bit differently. But that's why I'm glad that we also have a sport that can police itself, like tonight.
Do you think like one reason why people are kind of wanting to see more action done though is because he's such a repeat offender? Like, I was reading an article the other day about it, and they said that the longest time frame that he went without any kind of suspension or any kind of fine or something like that was just 2 years. Yeah. Like, that's not like, like, I understand for some aggressive players, like, that isn't a very long time, but like, hey man, with a career like his, a 2-year gap, as long as you've gone without having anything like that happen, like, that's kind of ridiculous. Like, he's clearly not learning from what's going on.
I mean, I think the other crazy thing as well is the league is supposed to protect its stars. And Artemi Panarin is one.
It should protect everyone.
They should protect everyone 100%. Now, what I don't like is how you go from Tom Wilson, I'm pretty sure, has gotten 20 game suspension. Has he not?
Yeah, that was for a hit similar to the Mark Savard one.
Yeah, so he goes from a 20 game suspension to this, and he gets a $5,000 slap on the wrist. I don't like that. Now, what I will say, sorry,
one quick thing too. The $5,000 fine is what point? I think I was reading 0.12% of his overall salary for the year.
Yeah, yeah, it's a speeding ticket. It's literally what it is.
It's so minor.
Yeah.
So I don't like that at all. It's just I feel like there should have been more. And I agree with you, Elijah. I think that there is people that are calling for Tom Wilson to never
play from hockey
again. Like, fuck off. Like, come on.
Think about
Todd Bertuzzi was let back in the league after his whole thing with Steve Moore. So now again, obviously we've come a long way in terms of the game and how it's policed since then, but nonetheless, that has happened.
Just let me jump in for a second. Let me put this out there. The past times that we've had conversations like this about whether or not a player should play in the league anymore, the only one I can remember is Matt Cook. Maybe the Todd Bertuzzi. Is there one? There's probably one I'm forgetting somewhere in there as well. Rafi Torres. Sorry. Yeah, that's a good one there too. Think about every situation they had. Almost every situation they were involved in, a player got seriously, seriously hurt. Like, I'm talking like severe concussions, stretchered off the ice, like heavy duty shit. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking back to the Matt Cook stuff. I've heard he's come around, like he's actually come around a lot as a person and a coach and things like that. So all the kudos to him. But like, there was some fucked up shit that he used to do. Right. And even to that point, some of the things that Brad Marchand has done in the past, he's low bridge Sammy Salo, seriously injured him. He's elbowed Marcus Johansson, a guy with a history of concussions. Like, I'm not saying he's worse than Tom Wilson. All I'm saying is that like that conversation that we normally have for a player like that was for way worse things. And like, Tom Wilson has got his, like, the times that he has crossed the line big time like that, he's gotten his fair share.
Yeah, for right? sure. And I do agree with that. And I think people as well that, I was going to say something. Oh, for people who are saying like, oh yeah, Panarin's going to miss the rest of the year. Come on. You got three games.
It's three games. Come on, you fucking liars.
Like that's, to me, that's just a bullshit headline and you're eliminated anyway. You know, if you were seriously contending for a playoff spot, or if you were still in it, or if you were even clinched and you hit the star player, then I think there would be a little bit more repercussion as well. But
totally.
For people who are saying he's going to miss the rest of the year, you're gone anyway. You're gone. Doesn't matter. He's going to come back. He's going to have an off season. But the one thing we can maybe kind of talk about this now, but I don't think Panarin was smart to do that in the first place. Like, you're going up against a guy who literally puts people in body bags for a living and yet is still effective on the ice. And you're going to jump on his back with no helmet.
I don't think that's smart
for anyone to do that to any player. Because you jump on a dude's back, your entire weight's on him, yet you're just, Tom Wilson, thankfully, is like strong enough. But what if, let me ask you this, what would happen if Tom Wilson did that to Pedersen?
I'm pretty sure I freaked out when Mike Matheson body slammed Pedersen to the ground. I think it was like a year and a half ago.
And
that one was way less sinister. Like, that was during a hockey play that, in my opinion, had a bit less of a hockey movement to it. But in the end of it, like, we're not calling for Matheson's head. And I don't know about this repeat offender thing, dude, because if you truly ask me, hey man, is Tom Wilson playing hockey every day to hurt somebody? No, he's not. He's not out there to hurt somebody. Like, that's not what he cares about. If you think that, then I think you've got a pretty negative view of the world. But him being a repeat offender, think about it. The refs are watching him every game. They're trying to get him on something, right? We've seen the way refs think this year.
But I think that also kind of comes down to the point of he is an effective hockey player.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. he can score. Like, he's not a fucking goon. Like, he's not a Matt Cook. He's not a, you know, he's not a Rafi Torres going around. Like, this guy will get 20 tucks and, you know, 15 assists in the year. And he's good with that. And he's good at doing it. Now, occasionally, like I said, his wires will cross and he will do something stupid. But the issue now this time is Tom Wilson is a player who triggers fans. He triggers them. You hear Tom Wilson's name in sports media. It's never good. It's never good. It's always negative on the guy. So people are always trying to get a player like this out of the league. But I guarantee if he played on your team, you would not be saying
you would fucking love him.
Not say fucking anything. He is a fan.
So how do we feel though about what's it called? Because obviously talking about how he is as a person, like what he's playing for and everything like that. How do we feel about the what's it called? The photo that surfaced of him in the penalty box?
Like
don't you think that's almost kind of like a gloating way? Like he knows what he did and he's just
What,
it's not.
They always show the guy in the box. They never show what's being said on the bench. And you know what? Like that's
100%.
Yeah.
So, but how many times have you seen an individual after something like that just like go up and just like flex in front of everybody for the camera? You know what I mean? Like
it's happened.
Right? It's just and I don't know.
And
man.
I think it's also not like Panarin didn't get taken off on a stretcher. Like it's not like there's a somber attitude out there and he's like flexing on everyone. I'm pretty sure there's some chirps and some words being flown across each way, like Josh said. And I think he looks stupid doing it, but I don't think it's like that is suspendable or I don't even think that is like, I don't even know how to say it. Like that's punitive or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not a factor at all. I'm just saying it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some comments. We got some comments from In the Dome Pod here again. Our buddy, our homeboy Jordan, asking us if we want to bet some beers on the Final Four. You say bet beers and boys, Jordan. I think we're in. I think that's the key to our heart right there. We will definitely be getting back to you on some picks there. And then he asks thoughts on the Buchnevich cross check to Mantha's face. Says he loved it personally.
I did not see that.
That was a second period moment. I think Mantha and Buchnevich were barking back and forth and they basically came together and Buchnevich went straight to the face with I think a one hand on the stick kind of thing to the face. Yeah. But Mantha like kind of fucked up. But I mean, to quote the New York Rangers, what was it? What was the word they used here? Reckless, dangerous, horrifying act of violence. Am I right?
Yeah,
it's an absolute horrifying. Horrifying.
And the other thing as well is, I mean, why don't we jump into just like the reaction of the original kind of Tom Wilson thing? So, Rangers GM super critical of the NHL, and ironically enough, fired GM and president, fired by ownership the very next day. So today, now I don't know about you guys, but I believe in coincidence.
absolutely.
Now, yeah. I find it so interesting that it happens the day after all this shit, because like we've said, you've got 3 games left. Why not just wait until the end of the season and gun them then? What's firing them now? But now there's always going to be speculation. So I can see the criticalness of like the $5,000 fine. I just didn't like that. Like, fine. If Tom Wilson's going to play this game, I just wanted something more for him. I don't want him out of the league. I don't want him not fucking playing anymore. But did I expect something over at least like 4 to 5 games? Yeah, I kind of did. But obviously, kind of goes into the playoffs. Like, I feel if they have 4 games left and he gets 5, well, he misses game 1. You give him 1 game, you know?
And I think it's the last thing I'll say about it, too, is I think it really fits the narrative of where society is right now, where we might not admit it, but we love polarizing topics. Like the minute you saw this news come down that he wasn't suspended, you knew for a fact that this was like a draw line in the sand. Everyone choose a side and we're and like everyone else is the enemy kind of thing. Like you knew it was going to be like that.
It's basically going to be a civil war based on
exactly.
Your opinions.
Yeah. And like, it gets kind of fucked. Like Raf said, ignorance is bliss. And I agree. Like sometimes I regret that I just like dive into the world of hockey Twitter, 'cause it's just such a swamp fest. But I think that's a big part of what it is. Like it's not a huge story if everyone doesn't bitch and moan about either side. If he got suspended for 10 games, there's probably the other side that's saying hockey's soft. If we just stop bitching about it, I think like it doesn't become as big of a polarizing factor.
Yeah. 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 But I want to talk about tonight's game.
Mm-hmm.
And Elijah, I know you love it, and I love it too, is this is the true definition of a team answering the bell. Like, yep, to a T. It's not one guy, it's fucking multiple off. Seriously. And I get glimpses of that game when Torts was coaching the Canucks and Bob Hartley was the coach of the Flames. And there was literally a 5-on-5 fucking Donnybrook in the first 2 seconds of a game. So I loved it. And I love when players do that because it needs to happen. It needs to be, you know, accounted for, and the players need to stick up for themselves. And I loved every minute of it. And apparently I'm not happy about this. I'll just say karma's a bitch. Tom Wilson left the game with an upper body injury. They don't really know what it was. But nonetheless, he left the game with an upper body injury. So, I mean, that's you being held accountable for your actions. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I think I also love the way it happened. I mean, this is of course I'm happy no one got seriously injured, but like you said, dude, there's the biggest point that we haven't talked about yet, guys. Everyone was talking about this game before it even happened.
Yeah.
Everyone was talking about it. And the only shame is that it wasn't a very good actual hockey game. Like, the Capitals kind of ran away with it in a sense.
Well, and
call it what you want, but like, if you can find somewhere a little bit of a medium between those two, dude, I would love more of this in the game. Like, this is that for the next 10 games these guys play, it's going to be a huge rivalry. That's awesome.
It's old time hockey.
Totally. Totally.
The final penalty minutes, boys. I've got them right here.
That's what I love to hear.
Washington Capitals, 53 pims. 53.
Really?
The New York Rangers, 86.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Dude, that's like me and Elijah playing Chell. Just I stick.
Like, dude, that's like playing Chell with your Y button taped down. That's all you're doing.
Oh my god.
Think about that. Think about if each team took 10 minor penalties, that's 40 minutes. These guys had over 130.
That's so fucked.
That's insane. Holy dude.
Shit.
Holy shit.
I loved how Barstool just kind of ran away with that picture of all the Capitals in the box. It's like when the boys going out to the bar after COVID and it's all of them just hanging out in the box.
That got me hyped, dude. That got me hyped. Let's go. Oh, shit. Okay.
But I loved it. Oh, the last thing I will say, boys, is there was actually one headline that really got swept underneath the rug today. TJ Oshie's dad actually passed away. I think it was yesterday, and Oshie went out tonight and got a hat trick. So
no way.
That was in all this fucking chaos. TJ Oshie was just loving life and just tucking the puck into the net for the old man tonight. So that was really
good for him.
Yeah, I think I'm reading it now. His dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in 2012. I think his health had been pretty steadily declining for the last many years. And so for him to win the cup a few years ago and to have this on the day after he passes, I think that's probably what should be the main headline coming out of this game. But
it was good to
see for sure. But fellas, we're gonna reroute to where we normally start our episode. We're gonna introduce the boys. It's Raffle, it's Josh, it's Elijah. This is Stick and Rink Podcast. We're gonna go to a quick commercial break.
Oh, harder, baby.
Raph, how you doing?
I'm good, dude. I'm fucking back from my quick little brief hiatus, hanging out, having a beer, loving life.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, you missed us, eh?
Yeah, a little bit. Josh, what's so funny? What are you laughing at?
Raph, did you listen to our intro?
Yeah, I did. I did. I was like, I'm going to say something different this time. And I was like, no, nothing.
Yeah, it was a pretty dead accurate statement. I didn't even try to go after him.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of if I did anything crazy. No, dude, just work today, chilled. I went to a brewery the other day. Dude, breweries are fucking crazy now with all the shit that they're doing. Cause like, breweries are places that you go to that don't have a whole lot of seating, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's usually like pretty like small indoors and stuff like that. I went to Four Winds the other day. They fucking built a deck outside their place with like a bunch of seating and everything. It was sick. It's a great place.
That's the one thing I will say throughout all this is COVID and the government have really made restaurant owners get fucking creative. And I like it though, because like there's certain things, it's like, we don't have a choice. So we might as well just pull the trigger now, spend the money and think of it as a long-term investment, you know, and look at the ROI, you know, because when COVID goes away, when you spent all that money, that shit's not going to go away. You're going to be like, let's leave it there. It looks good.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
Love that.
Yeah.
Unless like technicalities get pulled or something like that. But I mean, besides that, you fucking go for it. Go nuts. Who's going to tell you not to do it right now?
There you go.
I also think that like restaurant owners, like this whole entire COVID thing is just blue balling the shit out of you. When you finally get to the end of this thing and like you're back to status quo,
people are going to be buzzing.
Your restaurants are going to be packed. I don't care if you serve shit, hot shit on a plate, dude. People are going to be packing your restaurant.
What is the longest you will wait once COVID like subsides to go into a restaurant?
10 minutes.
Anything more than 10 minutes, you're going somewhere else?
Yeah, mostly because like in my dumbass head, I think that like there's 200 tables in each restaurant now that they're open.
Yeah.
Like if they don't have room for me, someone else will. The fucking Greek Taverna will. I'll go across the road. Then you don't
fucking account for all the people who have been staying inside the whole time who haven't been coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck. That's fair. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, dude, I'm doing well. I think we need to call this like around the horn or something like this.
I think that's taken.
I think around...
Is it?
Well, that's the
name. Why don't we just say like wrap your horn?
No.
Or like...
Next.
Horn. We'll call it horny or horn around.
Next.
How about around the ring? I like that one.
Around the ring? Around say the ring or rink?
Rink.
Okay.
Ring.
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't have any sexual connotation to it, though. I don't really like it.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't. So, boys, I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. Honestly, I've been playing so much MLB The Show. It's so fucked.
Have you played online?
No, I haven't played online. Have you?
Yeah, that's all I've been playing. I've probably played 5 games. I think I've turned off my Xbox 3 times because I get shit on. Like these guys are hitting bomb after bomb after bomb off me.
Really? Yeah,
and I can't hit to save my life, dude. I'm striking out 15 times a game. It's not good,
dude. I think Elijah, when I watched you play Josh, you didn't get a single fucking run, dude.
Did I beat him?
No,
you lost.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Sounds about right. That game's fucking hard.
I believe it,
dude. The game is not easy, but I've been playing a lot of that. What else have I been doing? Honestly, not a whole lot, fellas. I mean, I went, as Elijah knows, I went golfing on Sunday, but today is the start of my work week, and then you know we got Mother's Day coming up, and so just kind of gearing up for that weekend. But other than that, it's been pretty chill.
Are you working Mother's Day?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Good luck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck. Well, boys, I'm doing good here. It's been jam packed, man. It's been a jam packed 3 days. That extra day in between podcasting. Really, it's like fuck, dude. It's like give it a plant 3 times as much water to grow, because that's how that works, right?
What? This doesn't make any sense.
I've grown a lot more in the last day with a lot more ideas, or just a lot more things that have happened in my life. Should I just go? Okay, I bought a shirt.
Is the AC broken in your house? Is that one of those things?
Am I sweating? my little glizzy?
No. Oh.
Yo, my dad needs to understand that I cannot watch a YouTube video in the middle of streaming. That doesn't work. But thank you, Dad. I love you. I love you, big man. But I can't do that right now. Oh, mustard bag up in the comments too. Thanks. Sorry, where was I? So let's run through some things. I'm a skater boy. She said, "See you later, boy." I went to H&M and I bought a long tee, first ever long tee. Yeah, that's right. You know the one that looks like a little, it's got little flaps in the front and back? I got one of those, dude.
How does that make you feel?
Pretty badass, I would say.
Yeah.
It's like a little like turquoisey kind of color.
Nice.
I will admit this. When I wear it, I walk a bit differently. Like I walk like a skater, I would say. You know, I kind of like I let my heels drag a bit, saunter. I kind of do like a little mock kick flip every once in a while.
I think me and Raph can go halfsies on a pair of Osiris high tops if you want to.
Oh,
yeah, I'm in.
I chundy everywhere if I saw those things. Okay, well, another thing I'll jump into here before I move on. Can you guys read the whiteboard behind me on the fridge?
No.
I'm getting a haircut. Send ideas.
Sexy man curly haircut. Okay, well, I'm getting a haircut soon.
You've been saying you're going to get a haircut soon for about 2 months now. I'm not going to believe that you're getting a haircut until you fully do it.
I booked an appointment with Andy for tomorrow. So.
I'm still not convinced. Honestly,
you just wait. I'll come back with extensions. That's what I'll have.
Can you get a mullet, please?
Yeah, like, can you get a mullet?
I thought about that, but I would do it if the world was normal. Like if I could show up to like sports with the boys and like show up to a restaurant inside, like that would be sick.
Boys,
but dude,
I'm not going to get a mullet, say hi to you guys on fucking StreamYard and then go to work.
What if you end up like hating the mullet? Then it's like no repercussions. Get like a Morgan Wallen mullet.
Oh yeah.
That's a good mullet.
I don't really have the hair for that though. Mine would be more of like a what's the guy, the fucking zillion beers guys. That's what mine would look like. It'd be bad.
Boys, can we all make a pact where when COVID ends, we have to bring back some type of hairstyle. So I'll bring back the tips.
Dude, Josh, I want a weird cut.
You've already done that.
I don't want color, dude. I want a weird cut out of you. I've only ever seen you with one haircut. I want something else.
Josh, do a cul-de-sac.
Dude, can you come out looking like a cue ball? Can you fucking wax that baby?
Oh yeah.
We'll come on, dude. It all comes back, dude. It all evens out in the wash, Josh. Come on, baby. You know you want to.
Dude, I would literally look like the fucking cue ball on full set. Like,
yeah, dude. Like I'm looking like one of these little lacrosse balls, dude.
Josh, if you fucking Josh, if you go bald, I'll give myself a mullet.
Oh, now we're talking. If you go, Josh, if you go bald, I'll go bald.
Why don't we shave our heads for a good cause?
Well, that is actually I like my hair too. We could be stick and ring baldcast if we want. That'd be sick. For a little bit. I'm fucking down. Yeah. How much of a slap in the face is that to older people though? Like all like the serious stuff aside and just joking for a minute, like for the people that are actually balding like in their old age, if you like us guys who all have like pretty long hair and like pretty good hair still, if we just all shaved our heads, like they'd be like, fuck you. Like you better enjoy that time, you asshole.
I'm not fucking doing that. My dad shaved his hair like years ago. Because he had like really, really nice long hair. Yeah, like shoulder length hair. Shaved his head, went bald, never grew back. So I'm not fucking risking that, dude. Love the guy, he's a legend, but I'm not.
You're not ready for that yet.
I'm not testing fate or my genetics about that.
Yeah, fuck, dude. I'm down. Okay, should we move on here?
Wait, so real quick, Josh goes bald, you go bald, I get a mullet?
It would have to be a pretty extreme mullet if you want us to go bald. I'm talking like bald sides or like it's got to look. I don't want you coming with like a nice looking mullet, being like, "Wow, he actually looks good." I want you to look.
You want it to be that bad?
Yeah,
I'll show up with a mullet, and then it braids into like one of those little rat tails at the bottom.
Oh. Wait, why don't we get Raph to do a skullet? It's like a cul-de-sac and a mullet.
I would be down with that. I would be way in on that. That'd be glorious. Let's keep it going here. Keep it going. Okay, are we talking about this Jake Virtanen stuff?
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah.
Are we doing it? Okay, so further news story has come up about Jake Virtanen. I think the police have officially opened up an investigation on this young man.
Are you serious?
No, they have. They officially did
today.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Open up an investigation on it. I think that was like a foregone conclusion, but he's been accused of sexual misconduct by a person, I don't know what to call her, an acquaintance, I guess, or like a person. Yeah, an acquaintance.
Has anybody else come to fruition? Sorry.
Like come out in public? I don't think so. No. Like the way that this came about, I believe, is there was a private Instagram account where it's basically like a safe place for like victims of sexual misconduct or sexual assault or any kind of that stuff to have kind of a place to discuss it and talk about it. And so I guess there apparently has been a few people on that page who have talked about it and have talked about Jake Rutan specifically. And so one of the ladies has come forward and done an interview with Glacier Media, I suppose. I don't know the details on who they are, what they are. I don't know if the interview is public or anything like that. I haven't watched it. But so obviously he's on leave from the team. He is what they say, hanging in limbo right now. We're waiting for kind of more news to come out about it. But that's about it, guys. I mean, what should we talk about here? I mean, I guess I could start, and I'll say this is that I've mentioned before about like kind of the court of public opinion, how I don't really like how that just kind of, you know, labels people before any of the other facts come out. Now, this is a very touchy subject because you don't want to be that asshole coming out and like denying victims what may have actually happened. But I kind of look at both sides as being a, like, innocent until proven guilty. Like, I wouldn't, in the sense of like, I would never sit here and say that one person is telling a lie. Like that's the way I kind of look at this. I guess I'll come at this in more of a general perspective about society and say that I feel like we got to change the way that the law works, in the sense of like, because someone related this to the Patrick Kane situation where he was accused of this early in his career. And it turned out not to be true after they, you know, dove through a bunch of the facts and stuff like that. But there was like a lot of reputation damage done by that. And that's a common thing in the world of law. But I think what's tough about this is, you know, a lot of impact has already been had on both people, clearly. And so I just think that there has to be some different level of like public information or something. I don't know if I'm not really articulating that well. But
no, I kind of see where you're coming from with it.
Because like the whole innocent until proven guilty thing, that used to work very easily because like you almost wouldn't hear about a story unless it went to court, kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Where like it's
like finished.
Yeah. And I would say nowadays it's good that we have this avenue of communication where, you know, like the public can be informed about a lot of stuff. But that's also not great because there's a reason that we aren't trained professionals, that we're not a judge, we're not a lawyer, we're not a jury member right now, stuff like that. You know, we're just
people entitled to our own opinions. That's all.
Exactly.
We are.
Exactly. And so that's why me personally, I try and have a pretty temperate opinion about those facts. But yeah, that's kind of where I stand on it.
Do you think like, obviously with everything going on right now, the whole innocent until proven guilty kind of mindset, do you think it's justified that he's losing all of his like sponsorships and stuff like that? Because didn't he lose his car advertising or whatever that he had going on through Ford?
I don't know. I heard about the charity golf tournament.
Yeah, so I think he got pulled from Magnuson Ford or whatever it was that he was promoting as well.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, though, I think like those are expected.
Yeah. Just he's like almost like tarnishing the brand, tarnishing the reputation of it just because of the negative publicity that's coming out of it.
I mean, like even who was it? I think it was actually Justin Thomas, maybe, who said a racial slur during a golf game and was signed to Polo.
It was a homophobic slur.
Or it was a homophobic slur. And he said it and he was mic'd up, or someone caught it on like a mic. And the next day Polo just released him. They're like, we can't be associated with you. And when you look at, you know, Jake Vertanen's situation to maybe a Deshaun Watson situation, this one seems a little bit more like, it's not someone instantly going to the media. It's more so, it's like, this has been talked about behind the scenes and now finally someone is coming forward with it.
It does have that feel about it.
And it's one person as well, you know, so it makes you think that if there's not other girls that, you know, come out and speak out, it almost there's no almost like chain reaction, which I guess I don't necessarily know if that's a good thing, because like obviously like if multiple females come out and all of them are true, then that's really fucked up. I mean, nonetheless, like no matter which way you look at this, like Jake Virtanen is this guy's career is pretty much done, I would say.
Yeah. Unless it like completely comes out that this wasn't true, I think that's the only way it's not done.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, that's the least of the concerns if it does turn out to be true, right?
Yeah. The other way that I look at it as well is as soon as it instantly goes to a law enforcement investigation, you know, it's pretty serious. Like if there's a civil suit, that's like, okay, you know, like a case could be made because it's private investigators and all that type of thing if the police don't find anything. So that's one side. But the fact that we kind of skipped that step and instantly went to do a law enforcement investigation, like you can assume that this is pretty bad. And you know what? Like it's so sad, to be honest, that this shit actually just happens. You know, just in general.
Can I ask you guys a bit of a controversial question? Yeah. So like, remember how earlier we were talking about the NHL protecting their stars and everything like that? Do you think if Jake Virtanen was on the level of, let's say, like a young up and coming star, then the situation or the circumstances might have been a little bit different?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Patrick Kane, because like you said, Patrick Kane
started. Yeah.
Patrick Kane took a leave from the team. But I think it also happened in the offseason. So he didn't actually have to like take a leave from the team. Like he was like the Canucks, to be clear, the Canucks actually haven't released him. He is just not practicing with the team. Like he is just whenever you're just kind of put on leave, that's basically the public eye to like, dude, you're a ghost now. Like you are not on social media. You are literally like invisible. You're not talking to anyone. Like that's the way that this is kind of going. So I mean, like E said, like it's innocent until proven guilty, and that's just the part of due process. Do I think we need to abide by that? I would hope so, because it's literally written in our fucking Charter of Rights and Freedoms. However, it's not looking good. I can tell you that right now. I have a gut feeling about it. And the thing is like we know people that have like seen Jake Virtanen in and around downtown Vancouver. I don't think he has the greatest reputation.
Yeah, and I was going to bring that up too. Like you hear word of mouth about the type of guy he is, and I'll be clear. And I don't hear through word of mouth that he's like a
sexually assaulting
like,
people.
Yeah, he's not a serial sex assaulter, but you hear that he's like
a loser. Like he's just kind of
kind of like a not great guy to be around.
Yeah,
I hate to podcast about a guy's supposed reputation through word of mouth, but that's just, I mean, that's what you hear. And
yeah,
I tend to believe that stuff. That's for sure. I wonder what people say about me, but
I mean, we can always go check out Twitter for that if we want to.
we can ask some of our friends about my Twitter beef, man. If my boy, is it PMG? Is it PMG out there? If my boy PMG is still watching, probably isn't, but that's all right. Hopefully he knows who the fuck we are now, right? I'm ready to move on, guys. I'm ready to keep this going. So quick story. So I just spent $700 in groceries yesterday.
What did you buy?
$700 in groceries.
What did you buy?
I should preface, it's probably more like 600 after you take out like things that we bought that weren't groceries. So Megan and I are in this fucked up little death swarm routine that we have right now where we just renewed our Costco membership. So we're back in the Costco game.
Nice.
But we don't get everything at Costco. Like we spent, and if you've ever shopped at Costco before, nice little fart there, Josh. If you've ever gone to Costco, you know that bill racks up quickly. Like every item you're throwing in your cart, everything is $10 to $20 that you're throwing in your cart.
You don't buy one jug of milk from Costco. You buy two jugs of milk from Costco because it's a bundle.
You buy oat milk too, so it comes in three, dude.
That's sick.
Yeah, so I'll just say this. We bought $700 worth of groceries. I'm going to use that for effect. If you want to know what we bought, you can ask me later on. this is where it's just, this gets fucked. We put it all, we come home yesterday around 6:37.
Yeah.
We throw it all in the fridge and freezer, cupboards, everything. We take, I would say 45 minutes to like fucking put this stuff away properly. And one of the things we bought was like a little healthy dessert. It's like frozen Greek bars, frozen Greek yogurt bars.
So we finished eating.
We finish eating dinner and we're watching a movie. We chill. We're like, oh, dude. And we were talking about, we're like, I'm so fucking pumped to have a like a little frozen Greek bar. That's going to be so good. We go in. It's melted. It's melted like water. The freezer's not fucking working, dude.
Oh, what?
It's like, it's on. It's not pumping cold air, though. So we were like, oh, shit. Like, maybe we left the door open. I have no idea. Okay. So we closed the door. We checked the fridge, too. Fridge, kind of same thing. Like, just not, let me get this straight. Not completely warm. Like, it's not room temp. It's a little cold. It's not fridge cold. So we go to bed. We come back the next day.
Uh-oh.
I kind of forgot about it. I was like, man, it's all good. I'll make sure the door is closed. I'll be good.
I'll go get a yogurt bar.
I go in for a fucking Greek yogurt bar. That thing is still melted. What? So now I'm freaking out because now I'm like, oh, my fuck. Like, this could not happen on a worse day. Like, I've probably got fucking $200 worth of fucking meat in there. I've got all the shit in the fridge, too. I can't eat it all, even if I wanted to. And so we're, and the same thing, dude. The same thing. The fucking fridge is on. I hear the coils working. I feel the fan. It's working. It's just not, it's not spreading. I don't know what's going on. And it's like, I emailed the landlord. I'm like, bro, like, attention, urgent, food gonna go bad. Hello.
Yeah.
And like, asked me if there was ice on the, if there was ice blocks on it. No, I'm not an idiot. Basically, the only part I'm gonna leave the story at, there's no fix so far. It's just cold enough to where the food is still good. The Greek bars up there are still melted. I can't have one.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Do you have some sort of
tough love right now?
What?
The Greek bars might not be good ever again.
The Greek bars might not make it.
I don't know if I'm fucking ready for that, dude. That's like, oh, dude, that's like seeing my dog run over, smushed to bits, and me running over and being like, yo, bro, I hate to say it, I think he's dead.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So much, dude, so much for no man left behind.
I'm going to relapse. I'm going to Safeway. I'm buying 16 Ben and Jerry's and eating my
food. Where are you going to keep them?
Yeah, good point. I'm going to have to eat them all right away. That's a good point.
He's going to go spend $700 more on a Yeti cooler and put all this.
Jesus. Hey, is there no like external like control for the thermostat within your freezer or anything? Oh, look at that.
We bought a cooler from Costco and I started looking at that thing like, all right, how much meat can I fit in there?
Yeah, but you don't got ice to put in the cooler, dude.
I got ice packs. I got ice packs. They're not frozen
though.
What a shit show, dude. What a shit show. And my mom, kudos to my mom. She's the loveliest lady ever. And it's coming up on Mother's Day. I can't shut up my mom. I was kind of mean to her today. Like, I called her and I was like, hey, mom, like, this is what's happening in my fridge. What do I do? And she's like, all the food's bad. You got to throw it out. It's like, it's going to be spoiled. Wrong.
And it, I was like, a good chance it could be spoiled.
I'm kind of being stubborn about it because I'm telling her, like, it's on still. Like, it's still somewhat cold. It's just not freezing. And so I told her, I was like, no, you're wrong. After calling her, like, what a dick.
Yeah, you know, I think, yeah, I'd say give it like another day and a half and then the shit's gonna be like, you're gonna have to toss it.
Yeah,
I'm cooking all of it. I'll call in sick to work. I'll be like, what are you doing? I'm cooking pork chops, fucking lambs, rams, hogs and jams, dude. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, whatever you want. It's all here, dude. It's coming.
There has to be some sort of control for the thermostat within your freezer.
It's in the back. In the back of the freezer. It was on like the middle / like lower third. I turned it all the way up. It's been all the way up for a full day.
Have you looked up the brand of your freezer to see if there's any like fixes or if this is a common issue?
No. I've Googled like,
you should probably do that,
this problem, and they said like to clean the coils and like get vacuum the dust. I looked. It's not dusty at all.
Could be old. Might need to call a guy.
Yeah, I do live in like an 1860s apartment, so I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't changed the fridge.
Borderline Victorian era. Yeah,
seriously. I'm out here throwing fucking wild-caught Atlantic salmon in this 1820s fridge and freezer.
It's surprised you've discovered yogurt at this point.
Yeah. God damn it.
All right, can we see one of the yogurt bars for reference?
100%, dude. My full body's going to be in this camera now. That's awesome. Dude, It's actually a good moment though, because it's kind of like closure, right? You gotta
make sure that I like how you still keep them in the freezer even though it's not freezing.
Holding out hope, dude. Look at this shit, dude. This shit looks so good, man.
No, we're don't open it.
We're fucking doing it, boys. Look at that shit. Look at that. You can't even see it that way. It's just paste, dude. I need a spoon for this.
It's just yogurt.
What the fuck?
Put it in your mouth.
Put it, spoon feed myself, boys?
Yeah.
That is... No. That is disgusting.
It's so fucking good, dude.
Elijah's gonna have the shits all night. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
No. It's not an ASMR podcast.
That's not
we've really gone off the deep end on this podcast. you guys asked for this. You chose violence.
If anybody ever wants to watch the slow decline into insanity, just start at about episode 25 and see where it goes from there.
Seriously. I'm going to put the yogurt bars back so they can freeze it a little bit more.
So you like hockey? Congratulations. You're amongst the smartest sports fans in the world. Want to fight about it? Join me, the Hockey Troll, and that snack, Polly Cupcakes, every Monday and Thursday on the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL, your Washington Capitals.
Not only do we bring you the best Washington Capitals coverage, but we've got the hottest takes and the tastiest content.
Tune in wherever you get your podcasts and at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. Chirp us on all social media platforms at Caps Chirp.
See you beauties and vendors there.
All right, boys, let's move in to some goats and woats.
Okay.
It is time once again to bless the feed with our favorite segment, Goats and Woats, boys. Today, camping.
Yes.
Greatest and worst parts about the best outdoor activity you can do in the summer.
Debatable, mm-hmm. But all right.
Okay. Who wants to start?
I will go first.
You haven't started.
Yes.
I have started. What are you talking about? I started last time. I was like, I want to go last, and then I started.
All
right. Dude, fucking barbecuing. Barbecue food is top tier, especially there's something about barbecued food when you're fucking camping. It's just that much better.
I would go one more and even just say camping food. Everything you eat around the campfire just tastes good.
Yes, I agree with you entirely. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know if it's because like you're like in this atmosphere where you're kind of like secluded from all.
It's fresh, yeah. Hitting fresh food.
Exactly. You're like secluded from like the city and everything like that. Like everything's super chill. You're in a fucking forest and you got like, you could have like cup noodles in front of you. If you boiled some water, you could fucking have barbecued chicken. You could have burgers, hot dogs, whatever. It's all fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Me and Elijah made spaghetti one time. It was great.
Oh, dude, camping pasta fucking bangs, bro.
Yeah.
You can pull it off, dude. It slaps big time.
So good. Yeah.
Okay. My first one, the road trip there.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good choice.
There's nothing better than packing up the shit, being like, okay, who's got the booze? Who's got the food? Who's got the tent? Who's got the sleeping bags? You know, and the lawn chairs. And it's just loading up the car and everyone piles in. It's like a fucking convoy. Just heading out of town, going into the sticks, and you know you're going to have a killer weekend. It just fires me up. And the country music is blaring. And you're
Josh,
leaving at 7:30 a.m.
What is your go-to banger that you put on? The first song that you play for this road trip to get everybody fired up?
Life is a Highway by Rascal.
Yes. Winner.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And right about like song 11 when you're still inclined on the Coca-Cola, Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brightside is in the bright side of the cliff to your right.
Yeah. You're going 60 up the hill for the next 20 minutes.
When you're like 18 and 19, you're driving and fucking Teenagers by My Chemical Romance comes on. Everybody just gets fired up for a little bit.
Let's go.
Screaming.
What a wild idea. Yeah. Holy shit. Okay. My first pick. I got it. One sec.
Is it the yogurt part?
Look at all the food that he has in his fridge now. You can see.
Yeah, I'm letting out all the air right now. The first time that you hear over the weekend.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's the first, like when you first get to camp and you hear that, whether it's you or not, and you hear that first check, that's when you know, like, that's like the fucking guy at the race when he shoots the hook.
Yeah. All the dogs just start running.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh.
But that's the thing. And you know what? I'm ready to give that belt to Raph. Raph is always the guy. He's always the first. Cracks a beer. And the thing is like he doesn't tell anyone he's doing it. Like he'll just be talking casually and he'll just crack one. Everyone will look at Raph and be like, you're getting one going. He's like, yeah. He's like, well, what do you have? He's like, oh, I got some red truck and shit. Like,
it's
want to try one? I'm like, no, I got my own. And then instantly everyone starts drinking. Like, Raph is like, he's the little flip. And then Elijah is the fucking kerosene match. That's the campfire. The campfire on fire.
I think one of my favorite things too is just like when you do like a subtle crack where no one notices and you just walk into wherever you are and then you're just the only person drinking a beer and you look around, you're like, oh, you're like, I guess I'm early.
Well, that's because everyone else has a fucking tent pole in their hand and you're out here with a fucking beer in your right hand.
Yeah, dude. You ever put up a tent after a few beers? It's a great time.
There you go.
It is. People got their priorities all twisted, dude.
The tent's not going to look like how it does on the picture, but at least you're going to have a tent at the end of the day.
Hell yeah.
All right. Number two, Raph.
My next one, dude. There's something oddly comfortable about sleeping in a tent on an air mattress. I don't know if it's the fucking fresh air again or what it is and like all like the nice air circulating through this goddamn tent or like when the mattress just like deflates just enough to where it's like it forms like a comfortable divot that you sleep in. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's so nice.
Dude, I'm going to echo it, man. I actually had this scratched out on my list. So.
Yeah.
My actual one is tenting. I love tenting.
Yeah.
But I had battery powered air mattress.
Oh my God. You don't have that battery powered air mattress anymore, dude. Bailey and I broke it the other
day. You guys are such a box.
We left it on for like 2 hours.
We're literally at Stampede. My mom has the air mattress downstairs in the room that they're sleeping in. Okay, guys, like all you have to do is just flip the switch and it'll turn on. And then
fill itself
off and not just turn it off. And for some reason, we all ended up going upstairs and we ended up like playing beer pong and like having dinner.
Yeah, lots of drinking games. And then we went to the bar.
Yeah, and then I don't know who it was, but we got home and someone's like, oh, fuck, the air mattress. And we went back down. Like, it was fine. It didn't pop or anything. I guess it just stopped. But, dude, air mattresses slap when you're camping.
Yeah.
I cannot sleep on the ground, though, when I tent. I cannot.
I can't do it either.
Yeah.
It's tough. But, like, air mattresses, fucking next level. Underrated.
Okay.
Interesting. Interesting breed, you guys, here. Yeah. Second pick. I mentioned it last episode. Campfire. There is.
Yeah.
That's me. I am fire guy. Like, not that I'm, like, I'm great at starting fires, but I, like.
Fire?
Sorry?
Do you make the fire? Do you make the campfire or no?
If people let, like, if it's okay with everyone, I would like to make the fire.
Okay.
Like, I would look around and I say, hey, you guys want to have a fire? But I don't want to, like, take that joy away from someone else because I know what it feels like. But if no one pipes up, I'm going
to
make the fire.
You'll step up to the plate.
But I think the way I...
Oh, shit. Do we lose them?
Did we? Oh, fuck. I always think it's me. My internet's such an
apple. I'm really hoping we don't lose him. I was really hoping that. Right, oh, thank there. God you're still here. Okay, it's bring
so
him back.
Annoying. When did I cut out?
Right after I don't want to take that away from somebody.
What? Okay, yeah, I don't want to take that away from someone because like I know how
bring
cool that is. I know the joy of it. Like I know how cool it feels. Mm-hmm. But let's say I do get to that point of making the fire. The problem with me. Which I actually don't think is a problem. I think it's fun. Some people may not like this. I like big fires. Like, I like hillbilly ass semi bonfire style. Like
get that kerosene, you just fucking.
You ever, into the fire? On a fire?
Sorry?
Have you ever poured a little gasoline on your fire or no?
No, my dad's fucked. He used to put like this coffee powder. It wasn't instant coffee, but it was something else. It was flammable. It had fireball.
Kim's gonna love shit, this.
Dude. Yeah, totally. Yeah, he used to throw me over the fire to his friend.
Dude, I was gonna say, Elijah, do you remember the Firefoot story? The kid named Firefoot from what's it called? Oh, Sunfest one year.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The weird fucking guy that we met.
Yeah, he was. Didn't he have this big burn on his foot?
His feet were like, we met this guy at a Tim Hortons the day after, like, the first day of Sunfest.
Yeah, I kind of forgot this. Never mind.
His feet were, like, charred black and, like, everything like that. We're like, he's, like, not wearing shoes in this fucking Tim Hortons. We're like, dude, what's going on? He's like, they call me Firefoot. And, like, we kind of, like, we, like, prodded a little bit. We're like, what happened? He's like, I was dancing in fires the entire, like, last night or whatever. And he was like, we're like, why do you look so sad, though? Like, that seems like a wicked time. And apparently he, like, proposed to his girlfriend or something like that the festival, and she said yes, or they got like married or something like that. I don't know what the fuck happened. Like somebody who was ordained wed them like right there on the spot in the festival while they were hammered.
What the fuck,
dude? It was nuts. He was telling us this entire story, and now he's like telling us, he's like, the girl's mom is trying to legally divorce them, and he's like, she's trying to take my money. And I'm looking at this kid. We were probably like what, 22, maybe 21 at the time. That's this kid was younger than we were, and he was like already feet burned, married, divorced. Like, it was fucking nuts, dude.
Big time goals, what I'm looking for when I go out, man. When I go to a festival, like, yeah, maybe I'm older now. I don't care. Let's get weird.
The nuts thing about this guy, though, is that he will forever own a piece of real estate in my mind under the tab Firefoot. Yeah, like, he is going to be that guy.
Never forget.
Never, dude.
Okay. What I was going to say is, like, the amount of wood, though, that's the problem. I like rolling through it because I like just throw it, like, get it started, throw like six on there. Like, let's get it going.
Pumping.
Yeah. You need three bundles if you're an Elijah guy.
You need a decent amount of kindling, too.
Mm-hmm.
Of that. Okay, hey, Raph?
Nah, it's Josh.
What was your one, Raph?
My second one?
No, your third.
Oh, we haven't done thirds yet. Elijah did second for Bonfire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're up number three.
What was your second one?
Tenting.
I said air mattresses. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what it is, but I just like the activities that you do when you're camping.
Mm.
Now, this could be like swimming, fishing,
boating. Take everything.
Well, I'm just saying, like, any of those kinds of activities, like fucking hiking, like just like exploring, all that kind of stuff. Like, I think anything like that you can do that's like kind of outdoorsy and adventurous during camping is just that much more fun. Because like, it's one thing to like, let's say, drive like 3 hours and go fishing in a river, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if you're able to like pitch a tent, set up, and like really like live out there for a little bit, it just makes the experience a lot better as a whole.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, my third one is more so a throwback to when I was a kid. Dude, fucking airsoft, man. Airsoft at the campground was fucking litty.
Yeah, or paintball.
Yeah, paintball was, I never had paintball as a kid. My mom didn't really trust me.
Yeah.
I
just thought something.
Yeah. So me and my cousins, dude, we would play airsoft all the time. And it was always in the trees.
Yeah.
We would all fucking try and be snipers and just shoot each other in the fucking face. And it was epic. I loved every minute of it.
Dude, we had one time when Elijah and I went camping together, we had, I can't remember which one of our friends it was, but they brought like,
it was my brother's friend Colton.
Yeah, he brought like fucking throwing knives and like bows and arrows, and he brought like a BB gun and everything like that. It was fucking nuts.
I love that.
It was actually really, really fun. It was a really good time. But he also brought like hunting arrows, like trading arrows. It was nuts.
Jesus.
Super fun time.
Okay.
It was a good time. It was GT, yeah. GTs all around. So, Raph, now it's me?
Yeah.
Okay. My last goats and woads for camping is piss breaks on the way up. I love taking piss breaks on the way up.
Why?
Now, I could just say breaks on the way up, like food breaks, any kind of break. Like, if it's a five-hour drive, you stop around like 2 hours, two and a half, you know? Stop. Or, hey, hour and a half, you stop first piss break. I kind of like it, you know? You stretch your legs a little bit. You get out. Say what's up to everyone you've been sitting beside anyways. It's different. Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Pissing a hole. Nothing wrong with it. I like it. Something cool about it.
Can we include like drink breaks and everything too in there on the way up? Shotgun breaks.
Or when someone pulls this line, they say, "Hey, can we pull over here? I just want to check out the view." Yep. Okay. Yeah, you want to check out the view. That's what you want to do. Fucking shotguns a drink on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's fair. We've all been there.
Yep.
Yes, we have.
Wotes. Dude, fucking the number one wote of all time for any kind of camping expedition, shitty weather can just ruin your entire trip.
Oh,
you have like a last minute change in forecast for like the entire time you're gone. You're done.
Oh, it's the worst.
You didn't bring enough tarps?
No. Fuck. You take months to plan this. And this is what happens.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Raph, I don't know if you were, I don't think you came on this, you know, you didn't come on this trip. This was my first year going into Fino with, it was either first or second year. And it was in university for me. And we went with my crew called the Surf Shack. They were the Surf Shack crew because one of the guys lived in a illegal basement suite with no windows. And we called it the Surf Shack.
Nice.
It was sick. Yeah, it was so dope. So we went there and we went to Tofino, didn't really check the weather. We brought tarps because we thought it was gonna be a little rainy. Yeah. And it was windy, dude. We set up, we were at a campground too. We were tenting. We were outside and setting up tents. And he was in the outdoor program at Capilano. So he knew how to like do all this stuff, like set up tarps, tie knots, like delegate us dumbasses what to do. We had this thing like tied up, set up, and the wind ripped it out of the trees. Like,
sucks.
It was insane. In the pouring rain too. Like, we are suffering. It was actually one of those wild trips.
If you like somehow like anchored that to your tent in some sort of way, and the wind just like picked up the tarp and then just like pulled your tent out of the ground as well, like that would have been fucking nuts.
I would have been running around Mackenzie Beach looking like an idiot. Easily. No doubt,
dude.
Okay,
Josh, just kidding.
My first woke.
It is you. Sorry.
Why is this so hard for us right now? Half starts, I go, Elijah laughs. Go around.
Was it right? I thought it was counterclockwise. My bad. No, I thought it was Josh that started. Okay, that's where I was wrong. I get you.
Okay. My first woke.
Why can't we just go counter or clockwise? Regular clockwise.
Well, we had to figure it out. Stop.
Okay. My first woke kind of comes from a personal experience. And I have it written down word for word. When your dad is yelling at you about setting up the tent trailer.
About setting up the what?
Setting up the tent trailer.
Word for word. I could just picture Ron in your kitchen, dude. Come on, you fucking loser.
No, like, it was just like.
Set up the tent.
He was just like.
So, you can fucking guide a yacht, but you can't set up a goddamn tent trailer, you loser.
Like, it was just. I remember this one time we were camping out in Cultus, actually at the Cultus Lake campground. And I remember this so bad, like so like perfectly. My dad was in his truck reversing and we were on like, we had to get the tent trailer level. Cause the thing is like, if it's off balance, like it can just fucking tip over.
Yeah.
And so we were on kind of a sloped campsite. And there was like one small piece of ground that was actually flat, yet off to the side, it was like a drop off. So then,
oh wow,
my dad is reversing. My stepmom is helping him back up. And this didn't really, it kind of involved me, but the tent trailer eventually slid off the edge slightly. And my stepmom's in fucking cheap ass flip flops trying to push this. I'm laughing. Like,
would the story have gone differently if she did not have cheap ass flip flops?
No chance.
And my dad's like, Josh, what the fuck are you doing just standing there like this? Meanwhile, like my sister and my two stepsisters are like off to the side, like, what is going on?
This is supposed to be the man of the house later. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Fucking right, dude.
It was. So funny, but yeah, we had like an old tent trailer and like the door didn't fully close and like I wasn't even allowed to sleep in there. My dad always just got me and my sister a tent.
Yeah, get pinched, boys. Get pinched.
Yeah, I'm like, why the fuck am I helping set this thing up if I can't see it? Like, back it up your own damn self. But
you set up the tent trailer, he just throws a tent at you. He's like, no, go set up your bed.
Seriously.
That's funny.
Hey, anyway. Now, this next pick here is going to piss some people off. Fishing. I don't think my dad's still listening. If he is, it's going to break his heart. But I don't like fishing. I kind of fucking hate it. Or at least that I used to be that guy. I might enjoy it now. Like I get what it is. You relax, you crack open a beer, you know, you have like you just chill. Yeah. I get that.
It's therapeutic.
Here's one thing that I know I still hate. I fucking hate fishing in a boat. Like if you tell me like, "Oh yeah, I got the kayak, we're going to go," or "I got the canoe, we're going to go fish out." Get the fuck out of here, dude. I'm not going out there, dude. I'm not sitting out in that wooden boat for 2 hours. No fucking way, dude. I'll jump out and swim out of here if I have to.
Okay, fair.
I don't know where it comes from. It's just like a big pet peeve of mine.
All right. I like all it.
All right. I can respect that. If you're at like a local like campground, let's say, where it's like you're surrounded by other campers, having shitty fucking neighbors sucks.
Yeah.
Like
what's the worst kind?
People who are way too loud, way too early, or way too late into the night.
Oh, what? No.
I think so. 110%. Like, we've been fortunate because I don't know if you remember that one time when you and I went camping when we were in, like, I want to say, like, late high school or maybe first year university where we had, like, a Spanish family staying next to us. And they rented out, like, 5 or 6 campsites and they would just, like, party hard really late into the night. They were super fun.
Oh, yeah. That was sick.
That was sick. But it's like the people, like when we went to the music festival one time and we camped out next to people who had motorcycles who'd get up at like 6 a.m. to go ride their bikes like for the sunrise or whatever. Like, good for you, but also please turn that shit down.
I agree. The people with the motorbikes in the morning, but the people that are up late all night, I don't even care if it's two moms laughing in ugly laughs. I'm down for that.
No.
But because it allows me to be able to say, okay, I'm also going to be loud now. I'm getting wasted.
But I also feel like campgrounds, or at least like when you camp, it can actually be so inviting as well. Like if you know that like if half your campsite's passed out and you're like, okay, well, let's go party with the next stall over. Like, there you go. Just bring your own beer, sit around the campfire, and then you're chilling. You know what I mean?
Shoot the shit.
Yeah, shoot the shit. Be neighborly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it me?
Yep. I think it's Elijah.
No, you said loud people, right? And then Josh hasn't gone yet.
Now it's me, Elijah. That's fucking it up. Okay, my second one. When it rains, man, I hate the rain when you're camping just because there's nothing else to do. It's not like you can be like, okay, let's just spend a day inside. Dude, yeah. Your inside is in a 10x10 tent, dude. You're not doing anything.
This is why you should always surround yourself with friends that are okay having a wet orgy. That's just my opinion. That's an indoor activity that you can all enjoy together.
All right. I like it.
Okay.
Hey, tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
You're just mad. Just what's the saying? You hate us because you ain't us.
they hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right, is it me?
Yeah.
So far we've had Raffle say the weather sucks and Josh say rain. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, those are real. I was gonna call Josh out on that too, like doubling down. Like, since when have we done that for this?
Yeah. Man.
Okay, I'll think of another one. I'll say my honorable mentions.
Oh no, dude.
No, you gotta go now.
You got yellow card. I think he just rolls with it. I think he just rolls with the shame.
You think so? Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Here's one. When you actually like burn your hot dog or a s'more, whenever you burn something over the campfire, it actually spins. I hate it.
When it just
you
like,
hate it?
It's totally fine. And then it just immediately goes up into flames. You're like, oh, sick, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Like you look away for 1 second because you're cracking up and the next thing you know, your food's on fire.
Okay, I'll give you that one. That's a funny one.
All right. What's another woad of camping? I'm going to have to go ahead and say, you know what, Raph? There was a pick. Raph, I had this pick in mind. What was one of the ones you said for goats? It was, air mattresses. Nope. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
What kind? Are you your fucking parents must have fed you some chlorine when you were a kid. Dude, your brains are all fucked up.
Are you one of those jackasses who like brings one of those rollout foam mattresses to your tent?
Yeah, you mean the ones that are compact, lighter, and more efficient? Yes.
Yeah, and they suck, and they're not as comfy as an air mattress.
Oh, I've got.
Dude, I'm out here sleeping on
sleeping mats.
I'm out here sleeping on a fucking queen size air mattress. You're there sleeping on a fucking quarter size single roll up phone mattress. You jackass! Hey, it's not going to be that comfy.
We'll see what happens when my safety pin meets your air mattress.
Yeah, we'll see what happens if you can't get out of bed because your back's all screwed up.
Hey, we'll see what happens when you and Josh snuggle up together. We'll give you a king air mattress, but it doesn't matter because by the time you guys sink into the middle, it's all the same anyway.
Yeah, we'll see how you act when you're all jealous in the morning that you didn't get to be a part of it. All right, see you later.
Sleeping mat is predictable. It knows what's happening.
Honestly, Elijah, even if you pop our air mattress, I'll just sleep on you. It's just the same fucking thing.
That's so sick, dude. Sick, dude. Hey, fat jokes, dude. Fat jokes are sick, dude. I'm going to be shredded by the time we go camping. That's great. Who's up next, Raph?
I think it's my last one. So, okay, earlier we were obviously talking about like barbecue food and like camping food, how fucking sick it is. The downside that I hate more than anything is portioning out all of your food for every single day. Because every single time you go camping, you will either eat too much of it at the beginning, so there's not enough left for the last few days, or you will be so fucking careful with how much you're eating for the first few days that you just have a giant surplus on the last day and you're just like, cook everything, yeah. Eat everything, and you just feel like a fat. Like, how many times do we do that, Elijah, when we go camping? Last day, just like burgers, hot dogs, bowl noodles, like everything we haven't cooked so far, we're cooking.
And it's a chore. It's like, hey, someone needs to eat this burger. Someone needs to eat this, pasta. And you're like, I don't want to. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you just sit down in a chair, like you want to crack open a beer, just hang out. Somebody just puts a plate of food in front of you. You're like, dude, I'm not even hungry.
Yeah.
Bowl of cereal because the milk's about to go bad. You just had a cheeseburger, so you're like, I don't understand how this works.
Yeah.
Not fun, yeah. Dude.
My last one is not enough warm clothes for being around the camp.
Oh. Not bad.
I hate it. If you don't like, if you're like, well, it'll be like 13 degrees up there, it's like, dude, you're in the wilderness, bro. Like, take that 13 and drop that down to a 5.
I have a question for you. Where do we classify your clothes smelling like campfire? Goat or woat?
Goat. I love it.
Goat. So good. Yeah. Well, so nice.
At least like for the first, like when you're there, like if you pull them out of the wash and they still smell like a campground.
And it's like your go-to black thong that you always wear too. That's the worst, man.
Pull your manties out and they still smell like
okay.
That's so true. Ah, oh, shit, man. Ah, oh, shit. Ah, oh, shit.
Josh.
It's Josh.
I just went.
What was yours? Oh, not enough warm clothes. Elijah.
Not enough warm clothes. I'm going to go the opposite.
Or when you don't wash your manties.
My last quote for this one is kind of the opposite of Josh, is it's overpacking, because why am I even packing more clothes? I'm going to wear the same ginch and the same everything else anyway. So why does it matter? Like, this smells, it's going to smell so bad by the end of this anyway.
You guys want to hear a nasty ass story before we round this off?
Absolutely.
When I was 12 or 13, I went camping in a campground called Nature's Hideaway, and it was actually wiped away by the flood in 2013. Anyway.
The great flood of 2013.
Yeah, Alberta flood of 2013. Like, this campground was like washed away, like it was nothing. But anyways, I camped there for, I don't know, maybe a weekend, 3 or 4 days. I proceeded to not shower for 2 weeks after.
You're fucked.
Oh my.
2 weeks?
God.
Like no shower, like no jumping in a lake, nothing.
Like I was, well, no, because like I'd gone back.
Could you just like raise your arm above your head and like kill a bear 3 kilometers away?
Dude, it was so fun. I thought it was. Yeah, my mom's like, Josh, it's like you're getting in the fucking shower.
Holy hell.
And like, I wore clean clothes. Like, I put deodorant on. I just hadn't washed my hair or done anything in a while.
That's cool.
That's fucked Dude, up.
No, poor Michelle. She probably had to smell your laundry once more. She's like, this is not, I'm not okay with this. She's like Googling, like, how late can I put my son up for adoption?
Like, I'm surprised Michelle came back from that trip with a sense of smell after living with Josh for that long. I'd be like, fucking 1 week, see ya.
Well, no. So I camped. But that's the thing, boys, is I camped. And then after camping, that's when I didn't shower. I showered when we were camping.
Oh, you're so
Wait, so why didn't
you? Yeah, what's the point there? The
I don't know.
Or what, were you just like on a shower, like a shower strike for because of the flood? You're like, fuck it, I'm not gonna shower until we figure this out.
I don't want to contribute to the flood.
Yeah. I'm gonna save water.
I don't know where the water goes.
Okay.
What the fuck? Oh, that was a sick Goats and Woats, guys.
Good job. Going?
All right, I think that's it, guys. Episode 43 of Stick and Ring Season 2. We are about 150 episodes in. Let me just say this to all you Twitter people out there. If you disagree with me on anything at all, fuck you. from the bottom of my two little man tits, fuck you.
Okay, can I properly bring us out?
Yeah, 100%.
Cool. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to get on the DraftKings app. Use promo code THPN for some bonuses here and there on the app. If you have any stories or topics you want us to talk about, feel free to message us at stickandrinkpod@gmail.com.
Stickandrinkpodcast.
Podcast. We've been trying to get this going for a little bit. We're a little bit inconsistent with it, but if you guys ever want to get any topics or specific stories or anything you want us to talk about, then just feel free to send those there.
Oh, harder, baby.
Fucking Twitter haters. I'm watching you.